This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
I feel guilty about Huck. I mean, we shouldn't have just left him like that.
We left him a note, and that's more than he deserves.
Well, I don't think he would have done that if he hadn't been alone for so long. Like, we have each other. We don't know what it's like.
Millie, that's no excuse.
I'm not saying it's an excuse, but I don't know. It's just like, did we make it worse?
I don't have an answer for that, but I mean, the sun's going down, so we have to find a place to sleep. So let's just set up here. You know, tomorrow we can check out that place over there. It looks like farmland and...
I miss home. I don't...
Hey, we'll figure it out. Let's get some branches and leaves and we'll... Do you hear that? Get down.
Do you think Huck followed us?
Hello?
Get away from us!
I'm stopped. I'm not coming any closer, okay? I didn't mean to scare you. I'm just going that way, okay? I'm walking.
He's going. Wait, he's...
Hey, don't mean to bother you. You guys need anything? Looks like you're settling down for the night. I found some blankets. Might be helpful. Tell you what, I'm going to leave one, two. I'm going to leave them here. Right here on this rock.
Thank you.
You okay for food? You got stuff to make a fire? You gotta keep it going, because there's a lot of animals, and they're hungry.
We're fine, thank you.
And stuff for your ears, in case there's a hum. You know, you don't want to be caught without anything. It's been a while, so we're due. You might even want to sleep with a blanket around
your
head.
We're fine! Goodbye.
Okay, I get it. Last thing I'll say, I promise. There's a farm, about a mile and a little that way. 40-some out of us live there. We got food, beds, shelter for when there's a hum. I'm going there now. If you want to come along, that's great. If not, no problem. But you need anything, you get in any trouble, you come find it. If anyone asks, tell them you heard from Ivan. Okay? Good luck.
Come on, let's go.
Are you serious? You trust him?
Of course not, but he knows we're here. We can't stay.
Come on, let's check out his farm.
Are you crazy? He could be lying.
Yeah, but he could also be telling the truth. And if he is, that means there's a community there. We could finally be safe.
Everyone wants to feel safe. But imagine living in a world where at any moment, the sky might transmit a loud, painful hum that vaporizes anyone within earshot. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today we return to the world of the hum, where an even greater threat comes from within.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Echo of the Hum.
Yes, I was worried we would never have another induction ceremony because the world was out of people.
You're welcome.
That's right. We have Ivan to thank for finding these two just over a month ago.
And not scaring them off.
And in that short time, they have made themselves invaluable. And on behalf of Sunrise Farm, it is my honor to welcome, and since I'm standing here, give them their first hugs as members, Millie and Caitlin.
Thanks. Thanks, Inez. And thanks, everybody, for letting us be a part of this special place. And a special thank you to Ivan, not just for finding us, but for really taking us under your wing. It means a lot. So, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're too kind.
No. Wait. Malcolm, don't let him go. You're not done yet, ladies. We have a little induction tradition, since we're going to be living pretty close.
We got to get used to seeing each other at our most embarrassing.
Uh-oh. So, every inductee has to sing a song for the entire group.
Loud as you can.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What song?
Whatever you like.
It just can't be Happy Birthday, though. That's too short.
I don't sing.
Who does?
Tell you what, since no one's ever seen you away from each other's side, you...
Hum! Everybody! There's a hum!
Okay, everybody, 60 seconds. Let's go, people. Let's go.
Ivan! Come on!
I'm coming!
Group C.
Check!
Group D.
Check!
Group E.
Down one. Come on!
As we do it.
Okay.
Group B check.
Kaylin, flip that switch.
Is that the hum?
Mm-hmm. We have a microphone outside to hear when it stops.
We'd always just wait overnight and hope.
How you two holding up? You okay?
Yeah, we're doing good, thanks.
We're okay.
Good. What you up to?
Just, you know, hanging out.
That's good. Gotta act like it's normal. You know, there's nothing you can do. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, we've been through hums before.
It doesn't make it any less scary. Just so happy you guys are here. Come on, give me a hug.
Okay, ow.
You know, after the first hum, I was all alone. This is before I found any of these people. And I got really scared of starving, so I stockpiled all this food. Problem was, rats got into it.
Listen, I'm really not in the mood,
Caitlin,
to listen to this right now.
Caitlin.
This is exactly why I was telling this story. It's about needing other people. You keep pushing people away, thinking it's making you safer, but it's not. You gotta let them in. Like Millie.
Like Millie.
Wait, I don't know.
Which is why tonight is such a big deal. You're part of something now. And I wanted to, you know, make that special. So, at great risk to myself, I brought down something to help celebrate.
Can you keep it down, please?
Mind your business, Vic. Okay?
Rude.
I mean, it's not champagne, but it's something, right?
Thanks, Ivan, but we'll pass.
You know, I was thinking about the day I found you two. You know, the funny thing is, I was planning on going in the exact opposite direction. I don't even know what it was, but something made me change my mind at the last second. It's funny how things work out. I mean, I'd say that deserves a toast. What about you, Millie?
Yeah, I'll just take a sip.
Absolutely not. No, Ivan, she's 17. I'm only 19. And you're like...
Hey, is that wine? We're not supposed to bring wine.
What'd I fucking say, huh?
Well, we're not supposed to bring wine.
No one's checking IDs. You want to have some wine? Get a little crazy? I mean, I'm kidding about that, but it, you know, if you're uncomfortable with it, whatever, but if you want a sip...
I said no. Ivan, no.
No, thanks.
See? No problem. More for me.
I don't think you should either.
Sorry, what?
You've had enough, and it's against the rules to have wine down here.
What do you know about the rules? This is your first night as one of us. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for me.
We would have found this place eventually on our own. We don't need you, so stop acting like you discovered us or saved us, because we're fine on our own.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I was,
Ivan, it's...
I was just trying to be nice. Hey, Vic. If Inez gives me shit about the wine, I'll know who told her.
I am not staying here if I have to live with that. And you're not helping by encouraging him.
I was just gonna have one sip, okay? He's all alone, even surrounded by people. He's kind of like Huck.
All clear. Hum's over. Everybody out.
Even if I agreed with you about Huck, which I don't, Ivan is... Ivan's not that. He's something entirely different.
Hey.
Hey, Ivan. Sorry, I'm almost done.
No, take your time. Take your time. I'm glad I ran into you. I wanted to apologize for last night. Your sister's right, I had a little too much. I mean, that's not an excuse, but I just hope you can forgive me. And that Caitlin can too.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
I just wish I'd figured that out before I let myself become such a bother.
No, you're not a bother, no. Caitlin's been through a lot, you know, especially with all the Huck stuff, and she's actually talking about leaving.
Are you serious? Because of me?
It's a lot of things.
Oh, man. I mean, I hate to think of what would happen to you out there.
Well, yeah, we survived by ourselves for a long time out there, so...
I mean, you want to go back to that?
Yeah, it's just, it's all talk now, so we'll see.
Oh, I almost forgot I was going to bring this over later as a kind of peace offering. It's for you.
What?
Here.
Is this cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get this? Oh, my God. I don't know the last time I saw
it. I made it.
What?
I mean, don't go flashing it around. Everything's supposed to be communal, but I'm in charge of the cow. I get to skim a little off the top.
Oh, my God. Literally.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ivan.
You're not going to find that out there.
He makes me uncomfortable.
Who are you telling? He makes a lot of us uncomfortable.
He's just always around. Mm-hmm. And he keeps giving us things, like he gave Millie cheese the other day.
But he never asks for anything.
Yet.
I want you to stay, but we're not going to force you. No one's going to...
Except maybe Ivan.
Listen, I wish there was something Inez or I could do. I truly do, but... Unless he actually does something.
He has done something. He's done lots of things. I mean, he has wine in the shelter. He's stealing milk.
Yeah, no, he does a lot of stuff, but those aren't reasons to kick him out. You know, I mean, it's pretty much a death sentence. I mean, I don't know what to tell you except that we're all a little messed up by the hum, and we just have to try to be more understanding. Easier said than done, I know, but...
This is cozy. Hey, mind if I get by you? I was gonna put these tools away.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I was just out by your tent, fixing that table.
Oh.
Well, was there something wrong with it?
It's just a little uneven. Hey, Caitlin, did you talk to your sister?
Yeah.
She tell you what I said?
Yep. Thanks.
So we're good?
Yep.
Good. So, what's going on?
I'm unloading stuff. I was scavenging.
Oh, yeah? You didn't go with him, did you?
No, I was just asking something.
What?
It's personal.
Something I can help you with, maybe?
It's okay, we got it.
I'm talking to her. Is it?
No, but thank you. Mal, I think I'm good. I'm gonna talk to you later.
Okay, but Caitlin, don't do anything yet. Let me talk to Inez. I'm sure we can work something out.
Millie, get your stuff. We're going.
What? Why? What did he do? He was just here fixing that.
And he gave you cheese. And he said he was sorry. He's still him. I don't care what Malcolm says. I'm not waiting for him to hurt us. We're leaving tonight.
Are you serious? Right now, in the dark? You want to go? Where are we going to go, Caitlin?
Okay, fine. In the morning, then.
I don't want to go. And isn't there some way we can make it work?
Stay if you want. I'm leaving.
Ivan, are you in there?
Just a second. What do you want?
Hey, what happened with Caitlin? She wants to leave.
I don't know. I mean, didn't you tell her what I said? That I was sorry?
Yeah.
You sure? Because she's still...
Did something else happen?
I mean, have I ever done anything?
No. No, you've been very nice, Ivan.
Then what's her problem? Maybe it's like you said, about her being controlling. You know, you have more in your life than just her now.
I didn't say that exactly.
Oh, no?
No, I said that she could be controlling sometimes. But, I don't know, I didn't really mean it.
See, I thought you did. It meant a lot to me that you took me into your confidence. I thought it made us friends.
Yeah, of course we're friends. That's why I don't want to leave. That's also why I know that you'll help by going to Caitlin and apologizing again.
I already did.
But again.
For what?
I don't know. For whatever happened.
See? I mean, she's got you going around in circles.
Ivan, please, just...
Fine. For you.
Thank you.
But I want something in return.
Like...
I want you to say my sister is a fucking bitch to me. Just once.
Are you serious?
I just want to know that we're on the same page here. That I'm not the crazy one. That she's the problem. And that we get each other, okay? Just once. Just say it once and I'll never ask again. And I'll say whatever you need me to say to make sure you stay here, okay? Come on. It's just talking, right? My sister is a fucking bitch. Say it.
My sister.
Come on. Say it. Say it.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. As we begin to see the light at the end of the COVID tunnel, a lot of people are still feeling down. You may not feel depressed or at a total loss, but if you're feeling a little bit off or your relationships are suffering, that could be a sign that you should talk to someone, and online therapy can help. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online. You fill out a questionnaire to help BetterHelp assess your needs and match you with your professional licensed therapist. And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/thetruth. That's betterhelp.com/thetruth. Now back to Echo of the Hum.
That's right, baby. How's that, huh? Yeah, that's right. That's better, right? Okay. All done. You're such a good girl. Last thing? Yeah, how's that feel, huh? There you go. All clean. Oh, you're so good. Here you go. Yeah.
Ivan?
Inez. Malcolm.
We need to talk.
Hey, you mind? You're making her uncomfortable.
Oh, cut it out. I'm not doing anything.
Just don't get so close.
Okay.
Look, listen. The cow is fine, Ivan. This is serious. Okay? As leader, I am responsible for making sure everyone in the group feels safe and for the welfare of the community as a whole. Of the community as a whole. It has been a lot to juggle. There have been a lot of complaints about you for a long time.
Wow.
But after yesterday, I have decided that the community cannot survive any longer with you as a part of it.
Wait, what?
You're out, man. You've gone too far, and you're not part of this community anymore.
Okay. Are you serious?
We'll give you provisions. We'll give you gear.
I'm sorry for what I did.
No, we're beyond that. We've had these talks too many times. We're not interested in an apology, and neither is Millie.
Millie?
Why do you think we're here? She told us about your conversation last night.
Mm-hmm.
No more. This isn't just about stealing milk or skipping a work shift or talking over other people.
You're a grown-ass man pressuring a young girl.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what kind of weird thrill you were getting, if it made you feel important or powerful or what. But whatever it is, I'm not having it. We're not.
Who do you think you are?
And here we go.
No. What right do you have to judge
me? She's the elected leader. And
you don't know anything about me and Millie. Or what happened. Okay? It was just...
Just what, Ivan? Whatever you think it was, it wasn't.
You know, I don't care what you think. Because I know you. Of course, you're not pressuring anybody. You just do whatever you want behind their backs.
What are you talking about?
I know you've been doing something to the milk.
Whoa! Okay. You're insane.
I'm not falling
right?
for that,
you're
Malcolm.
You're completely insane.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's happening. And I know it's got something to do with Jesse.
Okay. Wow.
Malcolm, don't bother. I don't suppose you care, but it's for the good of the community.
Yeah. Good of the community. Yeah. People in charge always say that.
Oh, Ivan, you should have just left.
What are you doing? Hey, come on. We can talk about this.
No, we can't. You can't stay here, and now we can't let you go.
Get away from me. Hey, they're doing something to the milk!
They're not gonna believe you.
I'll get the door.
Don't drink it!
Hey, what's going on? Why is everyone screaming?
Get out of here, we're working!
Whoa!
Ivan attacked Malcolm! He's crazy,
mouth.
Grab him!
Come on!
They tried to kill me! You're next! Where's Jesse?
We tried talking to him, but he grew agitated and started making wild, paranoid allegations. And then he attacked both me and Malcolm.
Oh my God.
In hindsight, I'm sorry I didn't see something like this coming and that we weren't better prepared to help him. But now he's out there, and it's going to mean some changes in how we live, including new duties. Malcolm, you want to...
Yeah, thanks. Okay, everybody, starting tonight, we're going to be doing overnight watch shifts. Yeah, I know, but it's got to happen. Two sets of two, six-hour shifts. If you see Ivan, do not engage. Just call out like you would with a hum, but say, Ivan, our strength comes from each other. Remember that. Now, the route for the watch... will be each team.
Oh, you scared me.
Me too.
I didn't realize that. Yeah.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just going to grab a rake.
Oh, sure.
What are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Is the floor broken?
Oh, it's just don't tell. It's a little extra storage space.
What's down there?
Nothing. It's extra stuff.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for helping me and Caitlin with Ivan. I'm sorry for how it all went.
That's not on you. But to be honest, I'm not happy about it either. Thank you for speaking up. I never realized how weird Ivan had become.
Yeah, I don't... All the talk about the milk and... Who's Jesse?
He is a person we found on the farm one night. During a hum. We didn't know where he came from. We heard him through the mic while the hum was happening. And when it stopped, he was still there. The hum didn't affect him. Can you imagine?
Well, maybe the hum just affects some people differently.
Okay, but why? What's different about Jesse? Is it something he experienced? Something he was born with? Something in his blood? Is it something we can isolate? Maybe duplicate? God, if we could figure that out, imagine all the lives that could be saved. Humanity could rebuild.
What happened to him?
He disappeared. We took him in, tried to learn about him, but after a few days, he just walked away. No one's seen him since.
I waited, and I saw her come out a while later, carrying these bottles. And I went back in and pulled up the boards.
Millie, no, be careful.
Well, it wasn't just extra space. There's a room under there. Or, I don't know, I didn't have light, so I couldn't see, but it smelled like dirt and sweat and blood. And then I heard a voice. A voice. Yeah, it said, hello. There's someone down there.
No, Millie, we would know.
It was Jesse. I think Ivan might have been telling the truth. If Inez finds out that I heard a hum too, I don't know what she'd do.
You trust Ivan more than Inez?
No, of course not. But just promise you won't tell.
No, I won't tell anyone, of course.
Is that?
Oh, no.
Hum! Hum!
Hum! We're too far away. Get the blankets!
It stopped. It did.
That's not right. That was too quick.
Yeah.
Hey, over here. Yeah, I need help.
What is it? What's... Holy shit. Millie, is that...
You recognize this guy?
Huck? Oh my God, that's Huck.
Hey, Millie. Nice to see you.
Whoa, stop! Right there.
Huck, what happened?
You too, Millie. Everybody, just stay right where you are.
Why are you all bloody?
Millie, it's Ivan. That's Ivan.
He came to me. He was gonna hurt you. I didn't know what else to do. I had to.
Okay, calm down. Calm down. Millie, in here, there's rope.
Okay.
So tie him up. Wrap it around his arms and torso. Just make sure his arms are down by his side.
But
wait, why can't we just let him go?
He came here with Ivan. I'm not letting him go without talking to him, so we're gonna lock him in the shelter for now.
I'm not doing
okay,
that.
Okay, if you don't do it, I will.
Huck, it's gonna be okay. I promise.
I know. I trust you.
Oh my God. Give me the rope. All right. Let's go.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is The Truth Fiction. Echo of the Hum was written by Chris Kopiniak and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Jessica Morgan, Marissa Brow, Chris Kopiniak, Danielle Delgado, Russell Jones, James Dwyer, Louis Kornfeld, Mary McDonnell, and Nicole Hill. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, or a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Nicole Hill. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.